So making a bridge, my only suggestion about, I'm not going to make a suggestion about what chords to use. You could use the same chords we've already used, or you could use different chords. But something to pay attention to, it's called the harmonic rhythm. The rhythm dictated by the chord, how many chords there are in a bar. It's just a fancy way of saying, you know, how many beats per chord, basically. So in your A section, you have mostly one chord per bar, with one little bar that has two chords in it. Mm-hmm. And then the B section is entirely one chord per bar. Yeah. So I'm going to suggest for your bridge, in order to make it feel different and smell different and look different, change the harmonic rhythm. That could mean putting a lot of chords per bar, like two per bar, you know. Four would probably be too much at this tempo. Or it could mean the opposite. It could mean having very spacious, like, let's say, one chord for two bars.
Oh, wow.
You know. Yeah. You can choose which one right now. Just would you like to make your bridge more active or less active?
Maybe more active.
More active. All right. So we're going to shoot for two, like, let's say, maybe two chords per bar average. There, you could have some with more or some with less, you know, but so I'll let you pick some chords. So you now, and then the other way to do it is just either randomly pick chords, which is not as ideal, or, like, you know, play around with the different chords in the key of C and pick some that you think is going to sound good. We already had and you can start on one of the chords we've already done. You could start on A minor or C, or you can pick an entirely different place to start, you know. But stay within the six chords we're using. All right, so there's no rules here. I'll pause while you experiment. Remember, we're just giving ideas out here. You're not going to be married to. At home, you can take as long as you like to tweak that. But you're off to a good start. You came up with C. It was F first.
F to C, G7.
And F to C and G to D minor, right? So, three, four. Good, so that's very active so far. And then you could either repeat some or all of that, because that's only two bars, mind you. So continue from there. Mind you, don't have to use all the chords, you know, so if it's very active, you're allowed to repeat, you know, and you also don't have to do only two chords per bar. You could mix it up so that if you wanted to.
Yeah,
another thing is, if you're not sure, if you get stuck, go back and play the other two sections first and then get into the bridge and just see how it feels. Mm. Like, try not to my songwriting tip of the week is, you know, use your ear. You have a musical instinct inside, you know. And if you start getting too intellectual about, well, which chords, and obviously we're in a lesson, so it's a more sort of scientific environment. But when you go home, use your instincts. So one way to do it is just play through each of the existing sections that you're already happy with, let's say, like, maybe twice instead of four times, just for the sake of time. Then get into your bridge, play the first two bars which you're happy with, and then see where the muse takes you. Perhaps you are gonna repeat what you had already, the first two bars again, or milk some chord for longer, or new chords, whatever. We'll see what happens. It's all up to you. So when we get to the bridge, only you will play. I'll lay out so you can experiment. But we'll play, you do your melody for the A section, do it twice, and then the melody for the B section, and then we'll go to the bridge where it's just you. Okay. All right, so three, four, on the A. Doing the bridge, so here we go.
Okay.
like that. You did a lot of stuff in there. This is one other tip. My other songwriting tip of the week is always record when you're fiddling around like that. Always record yourself, mm-hmm. and then because you're gonna sometimes forget. Like, what did I just do? Wait, what was that? That happens all the time. Mm-hmm. If so, you know, I mean, obviously, I use a dictaphone, but you could use anything. You could use your phone. You could use a garage band or whatever you might have. You know, a looper pedal. Yeah. You know, do you remember any of what you just did?
I think I want to go from the D minor to the A minor.
All right, cool. So play. Let me. I'll write it. You play it.
I'll start from the beginning.
All right. No, you didn't like the E minor? Wait, I just realized the harmonic rhythm that I wrote here is not correct. In the B section, we're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So in the end, we're, the what we just did is not... Yeah, it's the same. So if you're going to do two beats in a bar, it actually would be like this. So I don't mean to change around your song, but I just realized I made a mistake. I double-timed what we were doing. Anyway, for now, humor me, play as written, and you can always go back and you'll be like 3, 4. Whatever, so from there, you might want to, since that's very active, you might not be able to keep that up for 4 bars. You might not want to keep that up for 4 bars. Let me hear the first 2 bars again. And then what comes natural after that? So let's start from F. No, but you're doing A minor. Yeah, you're doing A minor first. 3, 4. Wait, 3, 4. And then we're... Okay, alright. So you're doing a lot of... You're doing A minor and G.
Mm-hmm. C and back to the A minor.
C and A minor. Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. That's a lot. So let's see what it sounds like. 3, 4. And then let's repeat it, cause you just 3, 4. So you could either leave it as is, or you could repeat the first half and vary up the second half. That's a lot for the brain to absorb. So, for example, you got... And then second time... And it gives you a little breathing room. I just put in, you know, if I may. You can always change this when you go home, but I'm gonna insert my own little agenda in here, okay? I said I'd leave it up to you, but I'm just showing you. So you do a whole bar of F and a whole bar of G, and it gives you a little bit of breathing room. Mm-hmm. So now you have a mostly very active section against two other sections that are less active. Make sense? Mm-hmm. And then we could play around with the melody on this part, too. That could be your homework to... Well, to put the bridge like the way you want it, not the way I'm suggest, not necessarily the way I'm suggesting. You could keep my suggestion if it fits your artistic vision, but don't do so just because I recommended it. I'm only just talking about the harmonic rhythm here. Mm-hmm. So, A, finish this for homework. Do a melody on this new section. But now let's talk a little big picture. Let's just assume for now that you're gonna leave the bridge as is. You have to look at the tune macroscopically and decide how many times per section and what section comes in when. So this is called the song form, something we haven't really talked about yet, mm-hmm. right? So we're going to start a new file on that.